when I was about 13 or 14 years old, I guess, my friends and I started climbing up on the roofs of some of the buildings around downtown. And, you know, we saw people from time to time on top of the Bowering Building because there's the parking lot on top. And we figured we could get around, so we just sort of cut down around sort of where the model shop is there and just went up the ramp on the back of the building. And we kind of thought that was, you know, pretty fun. I mean, there's the cars all park up there and stuff, but there wasn't really many people around, and we could see everyone walking down on the street, and, you know, no one could really see us, so we kind of got a kick out of it. And when people we knew walked by, or people whose names we knew, at least, we used to just call out to them and be like, "Hey, John," or, you know, "Susan," or whoever. And of course, John or Susan or whoever would be, like, looking around and trying to see who was calling out to them, and, you know. Anyway, one time, we're all sort of sitting along where the railing is onto the top of the building there, you can see. And my friend, I guess, had his legs dangling over the side and was wearing sandals. And one of his sandals ended up falling off of his foot and onto the ledge that's above all of the stores on the ground level there. And of course, there was no way to get it. He didn't want to go into the store and say, "Yeah, I was just up on the roof and I lost my shoe on your awning. Can I get it? Like, do you have a ladder? Like, how am I supposed to do that?" So, of course, we didn't really know what to do because he couldn't really get down onto the ledge or anything. So he ended up just having to leave it there and walk home with one shoe on. So that was pretty funny. But I think it was great because it was sort of, you know, a place for us to have some private space, but still within this really public place. And it was great to be able to watch what was going on downtown and feel like, I guess, you're above it all.